Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited. I love being here with you. I love doing whatever I can to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the people we turn to when we want to do that is one of our favorite lawyers. We actually have one of those. He's a great small business attorney, Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know Cliff very well. He's the author of a whole bunch of books, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, among others. Also, his new book is called The Crowdfunding Handbook, which is absolutely outstanding. If you want to know more about crowdfunding, I think it's going to become the Bible. He's our good friend, Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure, man. Happy Halloween.
Yeah, good to have you back. So, okay, let's talk about conflict resolution among small business. I know you probably deal with this in your business. I know some people who are dealing with it right now. It's easier if I own 51 and you own 49, right?
Well, yeah, that's it.
It's easier structurally. But yes. But if I'm an important part of the, if you're an important part of the company and you own 49, I still don't want you to leave.
Well, that's it. I mean, that people don't realize that. Oh, it's 51-49, we won't have a problem. But still, you know, if the 49% person is, you know, really, you know, hot on something and they really feel that what they want is right, you still got to live with that. You know, that person still has a lot of power, even though technically you have the right to outvote them. It's like Teddy Roosevelt, when a Supreme Court justice did something he didn't want, he goes, well, you know, so-and-so has made his decision, now let him enforce it. You know, it's an old story about Teddy. But that's the thing, you know, so you've got to think about it, and especially if it's a family member. I had a situation just recently where, you know, two brothers were owning a business, you know, 50-50, and they got this investor who's going to put a lot of money in the company, but he says, look, we don't want a situation, I'm not going to invest in a situation where you guys can get deadlocked, which is the technical term. You know, one guy wants to go another way, another one wants, so how do you resolve these kind of disputes? You know, because as a business grows...
What do they do?
Well, you know, I always leave you hanging. You know,
right, yeah, we need to know.
Yeah, well, basically, there are a number of things that they could have done here. I mean, sometimes in an agreement, you'll put a clause in that says that, you know, in the case of a tie vote, you know, the other one will get an additional vote solely for the purpose of breaking the tie. But that doesn't really solve the problem, especially if the loser, you know, feels that he's in the right and wants to do something. You can do, you know, mediation. You can do, you know, arbitration. These are all options. But the trouble with those is that they're time consuming and they're expensive as heck. I mean, arbitration is just as unpleasant
and might not be as satisfying to either to both parties as a lawsuit.
Exactly. I mean, it might just end up costing as much. I mean, those days are gone. I mean, arbitration clauses, people think they're a magic bullet, but they're really not. The best thing I've
found... And mediation only works if everybody's dealing in good faith.
Well, that's exactly right. And then, of course, you have the agreement as to who the mediator is going to be and who's going to pay the fees. It just adds to the problem.
If you've got someone who is just can't... They don't want to win, they just don't want you to lose. I mean, they don't want to win, but they don't want you to win.
Right, exactly.
No,
right.
There's no way. There's no on God's green earth could cause them to want you anything good to happen to you.
Mediation well, at that point,
won't, mediation that, I mean, won't work in that case.
Exactly, and at that point, you got a toxic situation. I mean, the future of your company is at risk here.
I had a guy who's in this, that's all he does is dealing, helping families sort their things out. They had a really, really valuable company. I'm talking about many, many, many millions of dollars. And one brother hated the other brother so bad, He literally led a deal to sell the company, and they would be filthy, stinking rich beyond anybody's imagination. He literally let the deal go down because he didn't want the other brother to be wealthy.
And that can happen. And those are the saddest cases in all the cases.
He took himself down in the process.
Yeah. Some of the ugliest cases I've ever read, you know, in my
legal
career.
So I'm just saying, that investor was a smart person, per se.
Well, yeah. Well, no, exactly. He knows, I mean, he's obviously he knows what he's getting into. So that's the thing. Some of the ugliest cases that I've ever read in my legal career, Jim, are the cases involving the breakups of family businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can't, I mean, there really is no perfect solution. If people
friends you
get
choose,
along,
family you're stuck with.
That's it. How true is that? So what I've been doing in my agreements and situations, like there's a couple of things you can do that are a little creative.
Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. I'm going to let you give it to us.
You bet.
But let me say this. I can take you right now to three or four examples where it works
beautifully.
And it's amazing. It's astonishing how successful the company is. And they're all third generation companies. It can work.
It can happen. Absolutely.
Quick break. Right back with Cliff Inicoke. Stay with me.
I don't know why.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.